Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is. I hope it's good for you. My name is Jay King, and welcome to the Jay King Show on KBLA Talk 1580. Got a good one for you today. We're talking about, you know, confidence and believing in yourself. A lot of people, they want things, good things to happen for themselves, but they don't believe that good things can happen for them. They want a venture that they're doing, whether it's a business venture, a musical venture, or just a creative venture. They want it to be successful, but they don't have the confidence to bring the success to life. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, are you confident? Do you really believe in you? And if you aren't, we're going to help you get confident. If you believe you are, we're going to practice some exercises that will keep you confident and strong and transform your life. And that's what I want to talk to you about, something that can transform your life in ways you might not have even imagined. And it starts with confidence and believing in yourself. Confidence is more than just a feeling. It's a mindset. It's the belief that you have the ability to handle challenges, overcome obstacles, and ultimately achieve your goals, whatever they may be. It's that inner voice that says, I can do this, when all the forces on the outside say, you're not capable. And while it might sound simple, it's a force that can propel you to heights that you never thought of. So I'm Jay King. I'm the president and CEO of the California Black Chamber of Commerce. I do a radio show on 97.5 FM KDEE every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. called The Traffic Jam. And I do a podcast every Monday through Friday on jkingnetwork.com called Kings in the Morning. And it's on from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, of course, I do this show at KBLA Talk 1580 on Saturday and Sunday mornings. And I hope you guys enjoy what we deliver to you. We want it to be uplifting and powerful. We want to make you think. We want to marry you to possibilities and divorce you from the world as it presents itself, which is full of chaos and problems and possibilities. And we live in a world that often measures us by our achievements, by our grades and our success. A world that grades us even on how we look. But none of that defines who you are. The truth is, your confidence and your belief in yourself is what will determine how far you will go, not the opinion of others or the mistakes you've made in the past. As a matter of fact, some of the greatest learning you're going to get is from the mistakes you make and some of the uphill battles you face. When you believe in yourself, you're not crippled by fear of failure. You understand that setbacks are just part of the journey. And this is where confidence comes in, because confidence allows you to take risks because you trust that even if things don't go as planned, you have the resilience to try again. You're able to learn from your mistakes and keep moving forward. I mean, just think about the people that you admire, whether they're successful entrepreneurs, athletes, public figures, musicians, actors, politicians. Behind their achievement lies a core belief in themselves. They didn't get to where they are by doubting their abilities at every step. And you won't get to where you're supposed to be if you're always doubting who you are, what you do, and your abilities. Now, you have to be honest, too, though. If you're doing subpar work, I don't care how much confidence you have, I don't care how much belief you have in yourself, your work is subpar. And you have to be willing to look at that. Now, the good part is you have the confidence and the belief in self down pat, but now you have to put the product or the work ethic or the creativity, whatever that is, you have to line it up with that confidence. I've heard people say that things were going good for them, but somebody took their confidence away, made them doubt themselves. I'm sorry, Mike, let me go ahead there. Made them doubt themselves. And I'm here to tell you, no one can take your confidence if you have it. No one can make you doubt yourself if you believe in you. But what people can do is question and test your confidence. Question and test your belief in self. And they can determine whether it's real or not. So you're going to face challenges. We all do. Things aren't going to work out the way you plan them to. But when you have confidence and you believe in yourself, a lot of positive changes can happen. When you have confidence and you believe in yourself, you improve your decision making. You trust your judgment. And you make choices more easily. But that's because you really have confidence and you believe in yourself. And the reason why you have that confidence, the reason why you have that belief is because you know that you've done the work that coincides with the confidence and belief in self. And I know that you've done things before and they didn't work out right. And when you and maybe you stumbled when you were trying to present them. Maybe you moved too fast and you weren't ready. And it didn't go right. And so it made you take a step back. That's not losing confidence. Losing confidence is when that stuff happens and you just stop and you go in a corner. You know you're confident and you have belief when those things happen and you still move forward. You go back, you lick your wounds, you figure it out, and you come back again. So now let's talk about how you can cultivate confidence and belief in yourself. First, you have to start by changing the way you talk to yourself. Instead of focusing on your limitations like a lot of us do, ask yourself, what am I capable of? Do I even know what I'm capable of? Have I ever thought about what I am capable of? And then recognize your strengths. Recognize the things that you're good at. Some people are really good at organization, while others are good at writing. Some are good at focusing, but nobody's good at all of it. So guess what? The things that you aren't good at, don't focus on them right now. Recognize your strength. And then celebrate your achievements inside those strengths. No matter how small they might seem to you, every step forward is progress. The next thing is don't be afraid to fail. See, a lot of people don't take the chance because they're afraid to fail. You're going to learn more from failing than you will from winning. So don't be afraid to fail. You got to take failure as an opportunity to learn how to grow. If you let fear of failure hold you back, you'll miss out on opportunities that will help stretch your potential. And surround yourself with positivity. the people that you interact with, the content you consume, what you take in, and the environment you're in will play a role in the shaping of your mindset. Today's show is on the power of confidence and belief in self. I'm Jay King, and you're tuned into the Jay King Show with KBLA Talk 15. We'll be right back to deal with our confidence and belief in ourselves. Hey, Tori. Hey, Dre. Hey, Iman. Hey, you guys. Hey, Byron. If I don't talk to you guys when I'm doing the show, it's because Mike is editing that stuff. So Mike has to edit the show. And so what I don't want to do is make Mike, I have to edit, you know, do a whole bunch of work. So I won't talk until after I'm finished with a segment, once I finish with the segment. And let me tell you guys, when we're done, all the questions that you have, I'll ask them then. Don't worry about it, Byron. I just want you to know it is a radio show. So what I'm doing is I'm taping my show. I tape my show on KBLA that airs on Saturday and Sunday. I tape it normally on Monday and Tuesday. Mike edits it, puts it together, and then we put it up. If you guys want to follow me, go to iHeart, download the iHeart Radio app, and then follow the Jay King Show. iHeart Radio, download that app, follow the Jay King Show, and you can hear all my past shows. Okay, Mike, how many minutes do I have?
Absolutely. You have about 14 minutes. Do we do 14 here?
14? Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Bobby Broom. It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Jay King. And a lot of times people don't reach their goal because they don't have the confidence. They don't have the real belief in self. And a lot of it has to do with your environment, who you choose to hang out with, what kind of information you choose to consume. And when you have confidence, I'm going to tell you 20 things that you'll know that will confirm to you your confidence. And the one thing I got to tell you is you got to choose to be around people who uplift you, encourage you. There's no way that you can walk around confident when the people around you are only keeping doubt and negative energy on you. But that's not their fault. That's your fault. Because you get to choose who's around you. And if you've ever been around me, and some of you who know me, you know I don't get down like that. I want to have fun. I breathe greatness into people because I believe everybody has it. Most people run from their greatness because once you accept your greatness, you become responsible for it. You become responsible for your greatness. And that means that you have to activate your confidence. You have to activate your belief in yourself. It requires you to be responsible for everything that happens in your life from that day forward. You are responsible for it. So you have to choose to be around those who uplift and encourage you. And believing in yourself also means setting clear, actionable goals. So confidence grows when you make progress. And I don't care how small it is, whether it's learning a new skill, improving your health, or advancing your career, take those steps forward and remind yourself of your capability with each victory. The truth is, confidence isn't something you either have or don't. It's something you cultivate. And when you do it, it'll change your life. It'll change your life in ways that not even you can predict it. It will help you take that first step toward your dreams, confront your challenges head on, and live a life that is authentic and full of possibility, and you don't have to tell people who you are or how you are because they'll see it, because you'll wear it. It'll be in your confidence. Your confidence will be in your walk. Your confidence will be in your words. Your confidence will be in your deeds, and your confidence will be in your treatment of others. If you notice, there are a lot of people who talk about how confident they are. They talk about what they're made of. Everything is about them, but they say it. That it's not you saying it. It's not other people saying it. It's them talking about themselves. That's not confidence. That's fake confidence. See, when you have confidence in yourself, you'll boost others. You'll promote greatness. You'll promote possibility. You'll promote things that encourage them to believe in themselves. So I encourage you to start today. Starting today, really start believing in yourself. Really start recognizing that you're worthy and you're capable. And whatever it is that you decide, you're enough to be it. And when you embrace confidence and self-belief, that's when you'll realize there's no limit to what you can achieve. When you embrace that confidence, it improves your decision-making. And that's when you start to trust your judgment, whether it's judgment of what direction to go in or who to take on as a friend or a partner or someone that you want to work with. It'll make your choices more easily to accept because your confidence is telling you that you've done the diligence and the work and you're confident about your decision making. When you are confident, you bounce back you bounce back faster from any setbacks because when you're really confident and you really believe in yourself, you understand that challenges are in front of us, that you can overcome these challenges because you have the resilience to do so. And you've seen it on the basketball court. You know, when Kobe Bryant was 18 and 19 years old, he got in games and he would shoot air balls. And they would take him out the game. And he'd get back in the game again and he'd shoot another air ball. And people doubted him. People said what he really wasn't. Maybe the Lakers made a mistake. But every time he came on the court, he came on the court like he was a superstar. That was his confidence. That was his belief in himself. That was him overcoming the bounce back, the setback, the challenge because of his resilience. And his resilience increased because of his confidence. Self-confidence reduces anxiety. Did you know that? Did you know that self-confidence takes away self-doubt? Self-confidence leads to greater emotional stability. So self-confidence breeds better mental health. People with self-confidence have a higher self-esteem than most people. As a matter of fact, when you have self-confidence, when you believe in yourself, your esteem might offend others. You might offend them because they're intimidated by your confidence because they've never seen it before. They've never felt it. And sometimes as you do your walk, you're going to walk across that. You're going to, but if the people around you live in that, then you must extract yourself from that environment. When you believe in yourself and you value yourself more, that will boost your overall wealth, your overall value. You will value yourself, and you won't have to tell people. They'll see it. When you confidence and you really believe in yourself, you'll have stronger relationships, because confidence will make you more approachable. And with that approach, you have a healthier and more authentic connection with other people, and because your possibilities and your ideas, you won't be afraid to share them. You won't be afraid to share your dreams and the things that you want to do and what you believe. And what that does is that actually empowers them to get rid of some of the fear. See, we live in a world that is a controller, and it controls you by only manicuring your fears. It only teaches you your fears, and what fears you don't have are fears that they want to feed you. So now you're fearful of who might be president. You're fearful of whether you're going to be able to make a living or not. That they give you this fear, and then that's what you manicure in your life. And then the people around you start to be exactly what you manicure. And all of a sudden, you are in this world of fear, and you're fighting through acting like you're confident, but you can't be confident because you have just married yourself to fear. And confidence and fear, they just don't go together. And you might have a friendship with somebody who thinks you think you're better than them because you believe in you, because you love you, because you talk about what you're going to do in a no-nonsense way. And if those people are put off by that, And you got to learn what is confidence and what is arrogance, because it's a fine line. I always tell the story of my mama telling me, if what you do make you who you are, then you ain't nothing. And a lot of us sometimes are driven by what we do. And so we become the thing that we do, versus being the person that we are. What I do doesn't make me who I am. My confidence isn't based on what I do. My confidence is based on how much I love who I am. And I really am intrigued by the world and everything in it. That I'm really open to the possibilities. As a 62-year-old man, I still feel very young and spry and vibrant. And so things that I want to do, I wake up in the morning and I say, that's what I want to do. And then I get at that because I believe in me. I believe I can do it. But I believe I can do it because I love it. I love the fact that I'm made in the image of God. And he gives me the opportunity to be whatever it is I want to be. But he ain't giving it to me. I got to work for it. That's why I want to talk to you about transforming your life. Transforming the way you think. Divorcing yourself from small minds and small ideas. Don't let people tell you what you can't do and what you can't be, what you're not capable of. I always tell people I'm the least talented person I know. But nobody's going to outwork. I'm going to get up in the morning, and I'm going to be working. So you can be as great as you want to be. But if you don't believe in your greatness, it don't matter. See, I believe in my great work ethic. I believe in it so much that I put everything on it. If I start something, I'm going to finish it. And everybody know my motto. I'm going to start on time. I'm going to end on time. I'm not going to waste your time. And I'm going to be thankful for the people who support me and who believe in me and who help me. Because that's what makes this whole ride worth it. Confidence is something we should all marry ourselves to. Believing in ourselves is something we should all strive to do. You're tuned into the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I'll be right back.
Hello, J. King.
Thank you, sir. How many minutes I have here?
Let's do nine and a half.
Nine and a half? I want you guys at the end of this, if you guys want to say something, I will read it. It'll be on the podcast. I'll put it in the show. If you have questions, answer them. But we do it at the end because during right now I'm taping the show as though it's live. And so Mike edits it, puts it all together. So John Beckman, what I would like is for you to ask me these questions because you asked me another question too that I thought was good. But ask it at the end so I can answer them, and then Mike can, and it'll be easier for Mike to edit. Okay? Thank you, sir.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
It's the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I'm J. King. And just imagine if we lived in a world where everybody was confident and believed in themselves, where everything and everybody was uplifting. And anytime you felt some type of doubt, somebody would be there to lift you up. Just imagine if we lived in that world. Well, you can. You can. You just have to build that world around you. See, I'm not married to the world that we live in. I'm from a world years ago. I married myself to possibilities. And I took away the limits that the world places on me. The world gives you limits of who you are, what you can do, what you can be. But in my world of possibilities, there are no limits. And my confidence comes from my relationships. A lot of folk that listen to me today are people that I met over the internet. And then as my travels happened, whether it was a concert or whatever, I would meet these folks and our relationship would start. And it would be healthy because the connection was authentic, because you become approachable when you're confident. And once you become approachable, you create healthy and authentic connections, and that builds strong relationships. Another thing that happens when you are confident and you believe in yourself is you create more opportunities. See, people are more likely to offer you opportunities when you have confidence and you show confidence in your abilities. They follow you. And there are some people that you probably hear people say, ah, man, things always work out for you. Every time she wants something, it happens for her. When people do that, it's because of their confidence, because of their belief in themselves, because they have created an approachable environment. They are They are authentic in how they deal with people. So people are more apt to giving them an opportunity, opening them up to an opportunity, introducing them to an opportunity. If opportunities don't come your way, you should look at you. What kind of body language do you have? What kind of words do you use? What does your face look like? Are you smiling? Are you really confident enough to have conversations? Are you comfortable? See, when you believe in yourself, it helps you to be a great communicator. It helps you to express your thoughts clearly and assertively. And it makes you attractive to people, whether it's in business or friendship or pleasure. I always am aware of the fact that my confidence increased my ability to take what was mediocre for me and do the great parts of it. So the things that I wasn't good at, I didn't worry about. I pushed those things to the side. The things that I was good at, I became great at. And then I would create partnerships and platforms for me to be interchangeable with somebody, to co-create with somebody. And sometimes to let that person be the creator and just be the promoter of the creation. Opportunities. Being able to communicate with people helped me to be better at expressing clearly and assertively what it is that I was looking for from that particular relationship. When you are confident, your personal growth shows up. See, believing in yourself leads to a willingness for you to grow, leads to a willingness for you to learn and to improve in all areas of your life. If today, as a grown-up, you are having troubles with friends, or you're having trouble in your life financially, I recommend today that when this show ends, you get a piece of paper and write down the things you like about yourself and the things you don't like about yourself. Write down your talents. Write this stuff down. Write down what it is that you would like to do in your life. And if you could change something, what you would change. I was talking to somebody the other day who said, you know, I want to make money, but it ain't about the money, you know, but, you know, I just want to, you know, do a good job. And I said, do you want to make money or not? And the person said, well, you know, it's not about the money. I said, then you ain't going to make it. The words you use are the words you are. If it's not about the money, you don't have to say it's not about the money. Your ethic will say it. Your presentation will say it. But if you know that the skills you have, you want those skills to help you earn a living, then manicure those skills to do that. Enhance your performance. Have confidence in your skills. Because when you do that, you increase your chance of success. I don't care what the task is. I don't care whether it's a work or a hobby. Be a problem solver. See, confidence helps you approach problems with a positive solution and a positive mindset. When I tell you I'm thankful, every day that I wake up, I'm thankful to God that I learned these lessons, that I learned them young enough to implement them in my life and change my life and not concern myself with what people say or think about me, but concern myself with what I say, what I think about me. Concern myself with the work I'm doing to create the possibilities that I believe in. It's the J. King Show, KBLA Talk 15. We'll be right back.
Thank
you, sir.
It's been a long time. Yeah, 4.5 minutes here.
4.5 minutes. And so how many minutes I have? 2 4.5 minutes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that good?
Yeah.
Anytime you're ready.
It's the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I'm J. King. And I hope you guys are enjoying this show as much as I'm enjoying talking about it. And really, I'm enjoying it because I'm really talking to me more than I'm talking to you, reminding myself of the things that I have to do as I embark on new ventures, as I will in 2025. And when I talk about improving your communication skills, enhancing your performances, I also have to talk about your risk-taking. See, you have to have great risk-taking in you, and that only happens if you're confident. That only happens when you believe in you. Because with greater risk-taking, you're more likely to step out of your comfort zone. You're more likely to try new things when you trust your capabilities. Now, you have to trust your capabilities, not with your mouth, but with your actions. Now we're talking about personal growth. Believing in yourself leads to a willingness to grow, a willingness to learn, and a willingness to improve in all of these areas. It leads to improved problem solving. See, confidence helps you approach problems with a positive solution and a focused mindset. If you approach a problem like a problem, it's going to be a problem. But if you approach a problem with the possibility of a solution, you're more likely to find a solution than to stay in the problem. Your self-confidence is going to reduce your fear of failure. When you believe in yourself, you won't see failure as a losing proposition. You'll see failure as a learning experience. You'll not be afraid to face it. You won't avoid it. You'll run to the experience of it. You'll understand, wow, this is okay. This is what I did right. This is what I did wrong. This is how I should have done this. It will help you to learn the lesson in the loss. When you have confidence and you believe in yourself, you have greater leadership potential. See, people are drawn to confident individuals. When you're confident, you become a natural leader. In a lot of situations, people will turn to you. They will trust you and your leadership because they see you as someone who's not afraid to learn, who's not afraid to make a mistake and turn it into a positive experience. People are drawn to confident individuals. When you are confident, you're more likely to prioritize and manage your time effectively. Now, people who are around me know that if you're late for anything with me, there's a possibility that I might leave. I'm for sure going to tell you about my time. And you may never get another meeting with me again because I'm serious about my time management. My time is a priority. And if you don't prioritize my time, that's a problem. But the greater problem is the fact that you don't prioritize your own time. Confidence frees you to think outside the box. Confidence will allow you to take an innovative approach to a challenge. Confidence will motivate you to be great. It will challenge you to continue to reach and reach and reach and reach until you your greatest potential. And then it'll wake you up in the morning and say, you ain't done yet. There's more for you to do. That's the power of confidence and belief in self. My name is Jay King. This is the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back to tie a bow around this thing.
Okay.
All right. How many minutes?
Okay. You want a minute over there. Can we do 3.5?
Yeah, 3.5? Okay.
Anytime, Jay, you're on.
It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in today. Share this podcast with your friends if you know somebody who you think might. We are always trying to improve ourselves, whether it's improving our mental health or our physical health. We always want to improve ourselves. Self-confidence. Confidence in yourself and belief in yourself will improve your physical health because confidence can reduce stress. And in turn, that will improve your physical well-being. People tend to respect individuals who carry themselves with self-assurance and conviction. And when you are confident, I mean truly confident, when you really believe in yourself, you get more respect from other people because you respect you. Believing in yourself creates a positive, energized outlook on life. So when you wake up in the morning, you are waking up to possibilities. Not one of them. Every one of them. You have more energy. You have more enthusiasm. You don't have to talk about your enthusiasm because people, when you are confident and you believe in yourself, you have greater happiness. And ultimately, confidence and self-belief can lead to a deeper sense of fulfillment and joy. When you believe in yourself, everything, big and small, becomes easier, becomes more rewarding, and it becomes more within your control. Opportunities and the possibilities become more and more abundant. My Jay King. I'm sorry. My name is Jay King, and you've been listening to the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I'll see you next week. All right, Beckman, what questions did you have? Because Beckman had questions. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Teresa. Hey, Robert Dickerson, how you doing, sir? Hey, Jennifer Reed. Does anybody have a question? Anybody want to say something? Beckman, did you want to say something? Beckman, you know how this thing works. Well, okay, so tell me hey, thank you, Andre, for listening. What was the question, Beckman? Ask the goddamn question. If I remembered it, I wouldn't tell you to say it again. John Beckman, ask the goddamn question. I don't know what question you asked the first time. So you got to ask it as you did the first time. I'm going to save this episode for future reference. This was so insightful and reassuring. Thank you. You're welcome, Mo.
Wait, Jay. I'll be right back.
Okay. Are you welcome, Daphne? Thank you for tuning in. Hey, Kristen Walker. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. This show airs every Saturday and Sunday in Los Angeles on KBLA Talk 1580. But you guys can go to iHeartRadio and download the Jay King app. And the Jay King Show, I mean. Go to iHeartRadio, download that app, and search for the Jay King Show, and all my shows are there. How would you suggest folks be confident in public speaking forum? That's a great question, John. A lot of times people just stand up and try to speak, and they don't practice. You have to practice it just like you have to practice anything else. So I would say to people, if you're going to speak in a public forum, and that's what your job is going to require you to do, that you tape yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, listen to your voice. You know, sometimes people make their voices real squeaky and they don't know. You know, you got to make your voice attractive for people to hear. Work on your cadence. You have to be confident when you're speaking to people. They have to believe you. And were you confident when you made rumors, even though others may not have had confidence in you? That is the only reason why rumors was a success, John Beckman, because I believed it. I believed it when everybody else doubted it. I believed it so much because I prayed to God, and I said, God, if this is not what I'm supposed to do, take this desire out of my heart. If this is supposed to be my life, please make this record a hit. So I believe in God. I don't run from that. I don't run from the fact that my Father is God, and I'm made from Him. And all the greatness that is God is in me. All the greatness that is God is in each of you. The question is, are you going to activate the greatness? And when you activate that greatness, are you going to be responsible for that activation? And that's what happened to some people. Some people actually activate the greatness, and then everything starts to happen, and then they don't become responsible to it. They don't manicure it. They don't take care of it. And ultimately, it destroys them because the greatness is lost, and the ego is in full effect. So, I believed it. Yeah, I believed it. So, anything else? Anybody with any other questions? King Beckman, aside from reading aloud and writing your topics, you are learning, consider doing Toastmasters to increase your public speaking. I don't think John Beckman wants to do public speaking, Snitchy Smith. I don't think that. When I worked for my dad in real estate, legal business, title insurance, my job was to answer other lawyers' questions. My dad taught me there is no such thing as a stupid question. When I was presented with a question I did not know, I would tell them I did not know but would get the answer. I believe that was not a lack of confidence. Of course not. That's another thing, John. Just because you don't know something don't mean that you don't have confidence. That's the beauty of being alive, is that when you're alive, when you are really alive, you are learning every day, and you're not afraid to learn. As a matter of fact, you run to learn. If I didn't learn something every day, I would feel like I'm cheating the breath in my lungs. I want to learn something every day. I want to know as much as I can before I get out of here. I want to experience the world in its entirety, what this thing called life is. So yeah. So no, John Beckman, that was not lack of confidence. That was you learning, even if you did have CTE. The day you stop learning is the day you start dying. You should learn to the day you die. You should be open to learning to the day you take your last breath. All right, I'm trying to see. Okay, I didn't call Tara Beasley. Okay, so a lot of people are saying I didn't call them for Reviver. I'm going to call people tonight. John Beckman, you and Dennis, you guys should invest in Reviver. You should be investing in Reviver. That's another thing. That's the confidence. Well, John Beckman, you do have a little lightweight CTE. But you should invest in Reviver, the digital license plate company. I'm trying to get as many of my friends as I possibly can to invest, so when I start making a lot of money, they ain't mad at me. Yeah, I will give you the information. I will call you tonight. Are you guys done with me? Is everybody done? Because if you're done, we can wrap this puppy up. And Tom Beckman, you're a fabulous bitch friend. That's so white. That's so like vanilla. You're a bitch friend. You're a fabulous bitch friend. That's really vanilla. You're welcome, Jana Marie. Thank you for coming. Thank you guys for tuning in. Jay, I like to invest in that stock you talked about also. So Reviver isn't a stock, Robert. Reviver is a pre-IPO company. The minimum investment is $2,500. So it's not a stock, but I did talk about a stock. I can't remember what stock I talked about. That sissy sipping. I can't wait to hear sissy sipping. Oh, man, I really cracked. I'm going to tell you guys something. I tickle myself. I really enjoy it. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and just start laughing. How many of you guys bought the Doge? John Beckman, did you keep your – hey, Rob Best, what's happening? Did you keep your Dogecoin? Did you keep it or did you sell it? Is that going to be – yeah, Sissy Sipping is going to be a new song. I'm waiting on Emac to send it to me. He said he got a pinch. Hey, call – okay. So, Robert, text me your number. Text me your number, Robert. Make sure I have it. So it's going to be interesting if the Bitcoin really takes off and goes over 100 to 100, 150,000, this whole thing, anybody who owns those altcoins, it's going to be something. The Shiba coin is at 0.000247. No, call, text me your number. Text it to me, Robert. This is going to, I can't, this thread is going to go away. Toy, I don't know if these songs are ever going to be for sale. Sissy Sippin' and Front Booty and all, and those songs are for Kings in the Morning. You can't put Front Booty and Boy Girl Girl Boy and Mr. Maybelline and Sissy Sippin'. You can't put that out in the world. You got to listen to it on Kings in the Morning. But it's a trip to know that Front Booty is something that exists. Hey, Paulette, how you doing? So I'm going to let you guys go, but before I do, I'm going to tell you guys, this is what I'm going to release at the first of the year. I'm going to do a video to it. I'm doing a whole packaging with it, styling, you know, the whole shemizzle shemazzle. That's funny, Jasmine.
Like a Oh, baby.